I threw a monster party last Halloween night and invited all the monsters for a fun October fright. All the famous monsters would be making the scene. I figured that my bash would be the year's biggest scream. I put out lots of Chex Mix and some Rice Krispie treats. The skeleton band was kicking out some spooky beats. I headed to the dance floor, ready to get down, but all the monsters just were sort of standing around.
It was a lame monster party.
Hey guys, come on!
It was a lame monster party.
Doesn't anybody want to dance?
The monsters were boring and the party really sucked, and nobody had any fun.
Nobody was boogieing or acting very scary. The zombies kind of roamed around, texting on Blackberries. Frankenstein showed pictures from his recent trip to Branson. Wolfman argued macroeconomics with Charlie Manson. When Jason wasn't droning on about Scientology, he talked in painful detail about his vasectomy. But Freddy Krueger took the prize for testing our endurance, trying to convince the ghost they needed life insurance.
It was a lame monster party.
Anyone for Twister?
It was a lame monster party.
How about karaoke?
The monsters were boring.
Budge as he played his Game Boy. The mummy was doing Sudoku. Dr. Jekyll went and ate up all of the brownies, and Dracula kept checking his MySpace account. Leatherface, who showed up drunk, kept hitting on the witches and cornered everybody with his Amway sales pitches. The creature from the Black Lagoon was out in the yard, debating with Godzilla about Kirk and Picard. Finally, I knew that it was time to call it quits when Chucky started reenacting a Monty Python skit. I learned my lesson, you can bet I won't do that again. Next Halloween, just me and Igor down at Bennigan's.
It was a lame monster party.
No, Igor, I don't want to see your Austin Powers imitation again.
It was a lame monster party.
Oh, put guacamole on the cat.
Party.
Honestly, that's just so funny.